From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama says the looming debt crisis in Greece is a substantial concern, but not a cause for overreaction. NPR Scott Horsley reports that Mr. Obama is urging his European counterparts to find a way to keep Greece in the eurozone.
President Obama says the fallout from the Greek debt crisis could be a drag on the European economy. And while that would have some ill effects here in the United States, Obama downplays the economic risk.
In layman's terms for the American people, this is not something that we believe will have a major shock to the system.
Nevertheless, both the president and his treasury secretary have been keeping a close eye on Greece, encouraging that country and its creditors to reach a negotiated settlement. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
CIA Director John Brennan says the agency has consistently failed to promote diversity in its leadership ranks despite years of promises to do so. A new report shows CIA gains in minority hiring from 1984 to 2008, when the percentage started to decline. Firefighters have gained the upper hand on a 3,000-acre blaze that's destroyed 24 homes in Wenatchee, Washington. Northwest Public Radio's Rowan Moore Garrity reports that it's only the beginning of what may be a long fire season for the Northwest.
Local businesses offered free meals and shoes to people who evacuated their homes with just minutes' notice Sunday night as the Sleepy Hollow fire swept through a subdivision on the outskirts of town. Though many residents have already returned home, nearly 250 firefighters are still at work putting out smoldering hotspots. Incident Commander Nathan Raby says the risk of fire throughout central Washington remains high.
The burning conditions that we are in are extreme. We are seeing more extreme fire earlier because of the drought.
Temperatures in the region are expected to hover near 100 degrees for the next 10 days. For NPR News, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity in Wenatchee, Washington.
Hundreds of Milwaukee bus drivers plan to begin a three-day walkout on Wednesday. Wisconsin Public Radio's Chuck Quernbach has details.
The Amalgamated Transit Union says the Milwaukee County system wants to add too many retirees as part-time drivers who would not receive benefits. After a federal mediation session failed to bring a deal between the two sides, union president James Macon announced the three-day walkout instead of a potentially longer strike.
We don't want to basically inconvenience our passengers, but we have to basically put it out there that we tried to meet with the county and try to work something out.
The Milwaukee Transit System says it made a late offer to cap the number of part-time drivers and that the union is punishing county residents who rely on bus service. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
You're listening to NPR News. The American Civil Liberties Union of Louisiana is suing Governor Bobby Jindal over an executive order that aims to protect business owners who have religious objections to same-sex marriage. From member station WRKF, Anne-Marie Awad has more.
Under the order, state government is prohibited from denying tax breaks, state contracts, or benefits to a person acting in accordance with a religious belief that marriage is between one man and one woman. Jindal issued the order in anticipation of last week's Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriage. Marjorie Essman, executive director of ACLU of Louisiana, says the lawsuit would go forward with or without that decision.
The governor is not authorized under the Louisiana Constitution to create substantive rights. Only the legislature can do that.
Jindal's office issued a statement saying he refuses to back down from the executive order and accusing the ACLU of attacking civil liberties rather than defending them. For NPR News, I'm Anne-Marie Awad.
A Hawaii state lawmaker is recovering from an attack in a homeless camp in Honolulu. Democratic Representative Tom Brower, who represents Waikiki and Alamoana, was treated at a local hospital and then released. He says he was walking in Kaka'ako when a guy on a skateboard ran into him and began punching him in the chest. Brower, who used a sledgehammer to smash shopping carts used by the homeless 2 years ago in the same area, says he was there after getting an email about poor conditions. Team USA has beat Germany 2-0 to advance to the finals at the Women's World Cup. The U.S. will face the winner of Wednesday's semifinal game between England and Japan. This is NPR News in Washington.